The majority of the Midwest weather is expected to be unstable over the next 5 days. That means that we'll see some waves of light precipitation moving from northwest to southeast across the region. Most of this precipitation, though, is just not likely to have a huge impact on the region. With that said, though, it's important to note that soybeans are usually not harvested if there's any moisture out there on the crop, just simply because it has a tendency to clog up some of the harvesters. It is a pattern that we're in right now that is going to prevail for a little while. I have a northwesterly flow pattern aloft bringing in waves of cool air, and as each wave comes into the Midwest, it cools the atmosphere a little bit more. And as that cooling process takes place, it generates a lot of cloud cover and some opportunity for precipitation. And most of the moisture that occurs in the Midwest will occur in the forms of drizzle, maybe a little fine mist once in a while, and some brief rain showers occurring across the area. And this kind of pattern will disrupt the field operations, obviously, and will not have a huge impact on the bottom line for soil moisture, however. And we will expect the cloud cover and the light precipitation to work against temperatures each day, and afternoon readings will struggle to get above the 40s and 50s in the northwestern half of the Midwest and above the 50s and maybe some lower 60s in the southeast portions of the region. This kind of environment will leave what areas are a little bit too wet in that condition for an extended period of time. That means places like the eastern Dakotas and parts of Minnesota that got with the greatest amounts of precipitation over the past week will probably have a tough time drying down to the point of offering aggressive field progress. We will look for the low temperatures at night to fall into the 20s and 30s in the northwestern Corn Belt. That would include places like the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, portions of northern Iowa, and maybe back into Nebraska. Most other areas in the Midwest will not drop below freezing, and we'll likely see that state continuing into at least the middle part of next week, and most likely until the latter part of the week. The odds are fairly good that colder air will finally work its way through the entire Midwest as we get into the second half of next week, and that will bring those frost and freezes further to the south and east across the Midwest. The nation's greatest precipitation potential is going to be focused mostly across the upper parts of the Midwest over this next five-day period. There is some chance that a stronger storm system will develop in the last week of October across some of the eastern portions of the U.S. A strong low-pressure trough will likely be present over the heart of the Midwest, which will make the potential for the next storm system of size to be mostly an Atlantic coastal event. We'll continue to watch that. The models are being highly inconsistent with this particular event. The outlook across some of the U.S. hard red winter wheat country is still offering a good environment with a mix of some shower activity and mostly dry weather. Some areas in the hard red winter wheat country are in need of greater precipitation in order to induce the best possible crop establishment. Some areas in the U.S. Midwest soft red wheat areas are going to need some warmer temperatures, though, in order to assure that the crops can emerge and establish in the best environment. The cool weather of this next week will lower those soil temperatures. They'll still be in a favorable range, but if the process continues for very much longer, there might become a concern for crops that are going to be planted late this season in the sense of having enough warmth to establish properly. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.